Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study every day, 7 days a week, only 13 or 14 minutes, but it keeps us in God's Word, and that is crucial for the strength and strengthening of our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. It's also important for us to stay focused, to help us stay focused on our spiritual lives. We encourage you to share these studies with everybody you can because you know people in your life who need to grow in their faith. They need to be thinking about their soul's salvation. Share through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means, and you may help somebody turn their life around and even get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. Start sharing today. We're going to continue our line of thought and study. We're talking about peace. We're talking about Jesus Christ being the source of real peace, sustaining peace in our lives. As we have emphasized, peace seems to be one of mankind's most sought after and yet most elusive of all goals in life. We keep trying to find peace in all kinds of different ways. And most of those ways, when it comes to really sustaining and fulfilling and lasting peace, most of those ways are the wrong ways to look for it. We're looking in the wrong places. And so what we've been emphasizing is that only through Jesus Christ, our Savior, only in a right relationship with God through Jesus, can anyone find true, lasting, and fulfilling peace. Oh, how mankind needs to come to Jesus. Jesus gave the great invitation in Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Where are we looking for peace? Peace treaties between nations? Building up big bank accounts in our personal financial situation? Trying to find the right relationships, self-medication through alcohol and drugs, and ultimately all of these avenues of trying to find peace, we've experienced them, haven't we? We've known people who have experienced them, and they're short-lived, they're incomplete, they're not long-lasting. We need to understand, we need to come to grips with reality that real peace, deep, abiding, and fulfilling peace, lasting peace, is only found through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ. Why do people keep pushing him away out of their lives? And then they suffer the consequences. Turmoil, depression, emptiness, despair. When Jesus came into this world to bring peace, to bring peace. As we noted in Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, Zacharias said about the coming of Jesus, that he came to guide our feet into the way of peace, into the way of peace. When the angels announced the birth of Christ into this world in physical form, they said, "Peace, goodwill toward men." When Jesus was ready to go to the cross, the next day he knew he would be hanging on that cross and dying physically to pay the price for the guilt of the sins of all mankind for all time. And I think he knew what the response of the apostles was going to be, that they were going to find themselves not just in despair, but fear. They would not know what's going to happen next. And yet he tells them in the night of his betrayal, the night before he would be on that cross, he says in John chapter 14 and verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He says, I'm not offering you the kind of peace that the world might offer you. Again, that's elusive, that's piecemeal. And I use a different word for peace there. That is short-lived, it's unfulfilling, but I'm offering you real and abiding peace like this world cannot possibly offer you. In the 16th chapter, verse 33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." This life throws at us all kinds of turmoil, all kinds of challenges, and even sorrows. But even in the face of sorrow, if we're in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and that's not just a spoken thing, but if we're living the life of a faithful, dedicated, true Christian, then even when we are faced, confronted, bombarded with all of the trials and tribulations and turmoils, pain and suffering maybe from physical perspective and even emotional, that this world throws at us, because of who we are and what we are and what we look forward to, that home in heaven, eternal life with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we can face all of those difficulties of physical life with peace through Jesus Christ. How wonderful that reality is. How wonderful that assurance is. That promise is. And so Jesus says, I give you peace. Not like the world offers. I give you my peace. In Romans chapter 5 in verse 1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You longing for peace in your life? Are you struggling? Going through some kind of difficult situation or another? If you're not now, you probably will be somewhere down the road. And somewhere back up the road, you probably have already come through something along those lines. Are you looking for something, a peace to sustain you through all of this? Jesus says, "Come to me. I've got it for you. I'm ready to offer it to you, to give it to you." I want us to read Philippians chapter 4, and beginning with verse 4. And this is a difficult mindset and reality for a whole lot of people who do not have that relationship with Christ that he came to this earth to offer us. They're not walking with God in faithful, dedicated, consistent obedience. They're not dedicated to Christ. And so they have a hard time understanding what the Apostle Paul lays out here as the reality of being a Christian, a true, faithful, dedicated Christian, living a life that demonstrates that kind of Christianity. So Paul writes, verse 4, beginning with Philippians chapter 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Now, the Apostle Paul there is not writing about some fanciful, fantasy kind of mindset. He's talking about the assurance, the promise of peace through being in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Again, rejoice in the Lord always. Be anxious for nothing. Do we go through some situations, some turmoils in life that can make us anxious? Sure we do. But Paul says, you don't have to stay that way. You can have an overriding peace that will guide you through all of that and assure you, God's got your back. He's on your side. He said, you need God's blessings in certain ways to see you through certain situations. He says, hey, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And when we have that kind of realization as to that kind of relationship we have with God through Jesus Christ, Paul says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. We can fall back always and say, God's with me. God's with me. Now, when he says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, people who don't have that peace, they don't understand it. People who are not looking for that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, they don't understand that peace because they're of the world, and the world doesn't offer that kind of peace. They just keep butting their heads against the wall, seeking something that they're not going to find in any of the directions through which they're looking for it. You can only understand this peace that Paul writes about there by experiencing it through a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I've told the story many times in teaching about an older man, and he was in a bad way. He was about to have major surgery. And I think, if I remember correctly, the doctors gave him a 50-50 chance. He had another friend who had become a friend of his. Both of them had become Christians later in their lives, I believe. Both of them, I believe, had been alcoholics, at least drank very heavily. But they had repented of all that. They'd changed their lives by the grace of God and through his help. And this other man stood over him as he laid on the gurney, and he said, are you afraid? And the man who was facing this major surgery, he said, if it's successful, then that's good. If it's unsuccessful and I don't make it, then I'll be with the Lord. And that's good. He might even said that's better. I knew a lady older in her years, and she had developed a very serious physical problem that ultimately took her life. She suffered a great deal. She was a faithful, dedicated Christian. And if you asked her any day, at least that was my experience with her, no matter what she was going through, how are you doing? Her answer would be, I am blessed. That's the peace that God offers us that is beyond understanding of those who have not experienced it. But he offers it to you if you'll come to him through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, guide us to come to you for that peace that Jesus offers us, and sustain us through that peace. Please forgive us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.